start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of the channel you are watching the early echo and we recite the durood and we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam I am in the company of our honorable guest for this morning and he is none other than our respected and honorable maulana abdul qadir muini attari sallamahu al bari and we would now immediately welcome him into our program assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh how are you sir
alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ala kulli hal to the fadl and mercy of allah azza wa jal all is well masab how are you keeping
alhamdulillah
alhamdulillah rabbil alamin masab say marhaba and welcome to our respected masab
to our program
the early echo dear viewers of fadl channel you can be with us inshallah azza wa jalla throughout this program by the social media and for those who have just currently joined us we say welcome and marhaba to them as well we have a question that we will be asking just in a moment inshallah azza wa jalla our discussion for today muasab is also very relevant in current times and subhanallah alhamdulillah rabbil alamin dear viewers of Madani channel our discussion for today is with regards to consultation to mashwara muasab alhamdulillah rabbil alamin the importance of consulting the importance of taking consultations from people with regards to matters so what are the do's and don'ts with regards to madani mashwara when should a person take mashwara how should he take mashwara with whom should he take and consult dear viewers of madani channel this is something very important it is because of this you know there are some mistakes we may have made in life due to which people take years to undo and they realize that the reason for that was not consulting so we are going to discuss those problems and matters and why it leads to that as well inshallah azza wa jalla stay tuned with us till the end of today's program abhi ek kalam sunte hain inshallah azza wa jalla kalam ki janib ab jaate hain when we do come back inshallah we shall continue with our discussion stay locked and tuned with madani channel صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे ऐ दामाने रहमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम
अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या
السلام يا نبي يا نبي يا السلام دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام علی
مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کستفیت فیه لیستفا مدیفا
مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی اطفیه لیلیتام دفا حن قلبی له فاض شوقا الی لیس ارجو سوا شربتا من یدی الصلاة علی والسلام علی لسماء تقا فأتا بالنقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله
وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہ پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولايا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا علاك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی سبحان اللہ بڑی بیوٹیفل کلام مدینہ ماشاءاللہ This increases the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one's heart. And alhamdulillah, Masab, let's move towards our discussion. Aur ye bhi sunnati Rasul mein shamil hai, Masab, alhamdulillah.
Jee.
Our discussion, yani Islam and consultation is our discussion. And how should one consult, how should one have meetings and so on is, of course, our discussion. The first question is, Masab, what is meetings? What is consulting, Masab?
Meeting, in the general sense, is we have our meetings, you know, and there are many different levels of meeting, executive levels of meeting, and there are homely meetings, you know, meetings we have at home to resolve issues in the family matters and disputes and so on. Then there are meetings that happen on a district level, you know, like how the CPF groups and other community forums that are there nowadays, WhatsApp groups we have for the same purpose of the meeting. You know, if there's any pressing issues bothering the community, we bring it to the table, and maybe we once a week or so we get into a hall and then discuss the matter forward, find a solution for it. So all the dignitaries of the society, those who are key players, they partake in those meetings, alhamdulillah. And now, then it moves further to city level, state level, then country, national level. Then there are bigger assemblies that discuss the issues of on a universal level. Like there are conferences that are happening that discuss global warming issues and so on.
Ji, ji.
So we as humans, this is like an ecosystem, you know. We have accustomed to. We are in need of each other. You know, that's what makes us human. We're not. We don't live in isolation. We live in a society, in the world where everything is interconnected. Even now, that alhamdulillah, we are going Madani channel, mashallah, and that also has a lot of interconnectivity. You know, networks of connections, and you know, the moment. Feed is thrown into the satellite and how it beams, and everything is already connected. It just needs a sparking point. You put the switch on and the connectivity will do the rest. So this is how we as humans are wired. We feel, alhamdulillah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Holy Quran, even He subhanahu wa ta'ala, He consulted with His malaika. Although he is in no need, because Allahu Samad, alhamdulillah, even then to teach us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being all-knowing and all-wise, he can consult with his malaika, with his subjects, who are ya'maluna ma tu'marun, meaning they do as they are ordered.
Yes.
That's the quality mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still has mashwara with them to you teach us a point that, you know what, this is the way to go. This is the way to go. And the mashwara happened and the outcome was there. Then they made sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and so on. But the mashwara did happen and they presented the opinion. The most inferior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every creation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all are His subjects. We all are His makhluq, we all submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angels more so even, because they are alhamdulillah made of nur and they are masoom. And then it doesn't stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commands our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek the guidance of his sahaba. Why? Is the opinion of the sahaba greater than the opinion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In no way. There's no comparison. And still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to consult with the companions.
Subhanallah. And there are so many examples in the books of history, Masab, in the Sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he consulted with his companions. Look at, for example, the Battle of the Trench. How that was dug up, Masab.
Subhanallah.
Mashwara was taken. Mashwara was given. Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhum was one of those companions who also suggested, or who did suggest, digging of the trench, Masab. And this was his strategy and his idea, ki isko is tarah karne se, when he raised his opinion, and yahi to opinion hota hai, Masab. Yahi to mashwara hai, ki mashwara means, Mashwara comes from the root word shurun mu'azzab, which means to reveal. Usko zahir karna, usko reveal karna, usko nazil karna, uska zuhur karana. To reveal something, and kyunki mashwara mein ye hota hai ki log baithte hain, ikatthe hote hain, aur phir usme na opinions ka zuhur hota hai mu'azzab. Opinions are revealed. A person reveals his opinion ki this is my mashwara. So, iske etiquettes hote hain, zahir se baat hai, mannerism and etiquettes of meeting madani mashwaras. Usko phir discuss karenge inshallah azza wa jalla. Filhal, the importance of consulting, the importance of taking mashwara in Islam, consulting in Islam. Islam leaves no stone unturned. Islam does not want you to be in the danger zone. Islam wants you to be guided. Islam wants the Muslims and wants the people out there to do the right things in life. And the only way you could do things right in life is to consult with people that have more experience perhaps than you and I. The people that may have experienced that, people that have went through something, a person that could then reveal to you some of his experiences before you carry out the task. Mm-hmm. There are so many reasons why mashwara then become important.
Of course,
but mashallah, from the Holy Quran Park, you explained how subhanallah, Allah azza wa jalla sent his khalifa, and how subhanallah, mashwaras, of course, Allah azza wa jalla revealed in the Holy Quran Park with regards to consulting with people. But mashallah, these days, what happens is that it's a global problem that youth out there don't find this important for them to seek consultation from any person for their matters. Kabhi gaadi khareedni ho, kabhi ghar khareedna ho. Aajkal ka masla ye hai ki bhai nazar ho jayegi, kisi se mat kaho. Ye nahi chahte hain, hum nahi chahte ki nazar lag jaye. Kisi ki nazar lag jayegi to phir the car might come into some danger. The house might get re-auctioned or something might just happen to it. You know, my house might just get auctioned. So, Mashallah, people come with these excuses and say, "Maine kisi se is wajah se kaha nahi tha, because I don't want people to think that I've got a lot of money in life." Mm-hmm. Kuch bhi karte hain, to log sochte, people judge us. Now, with the way people behave is how we assume, okay, this is what they think and presume about us. Now, because of what we felt in terms of what looks they give you, regards to what they said to you whenever you made salam to them, so a person already assumes, okay, now this is what this person thinks about me. He thinks I got a lot of money already because I gave that impression in some way. Now he doesn't want to reveal or make mashwara, but that person has some very beautiful advice to give.
Yes.
Maybe he's not that person who is really casting that evil sightedness. And this person then becomes secretive to such an extent he doesn't even tell his own family members what he's doing, Mashallah.
You know, the people judge Mashallah, as you mentioned. And they're going to judge you. If you're afraid of being judged before you took the decision, after the decision goes haywire, people will still judge you.
Allah.
So how do you avoid that?
Alhamdulillah,
Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi, Abdullah Ta'ala, gave very beautiful...
One second. Just before Mu'azzab mentioned what Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, mentioned. This is, I mean, an excellent, mashallah, piece of advice that I'm sure you will definitely give us, Mu'azzab. Once you said his name, to muskurati ajati, mashallah. He's that personality ki Amir Ahl Sunnat loves him a lot, to Mu'azzab. Due to his Ishq Mustafa, his passion for the deen, his articles, his ilm and knowledge, and then Khalifa Ala Hazrat, Allahu Akbar. In this regard, that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala also, you know, subhanallah, opened doors of blessings upon him, subhanallah. He bas wo faizan hi faizan hai. Unka bhi karte hain, lekin mashallah, sawal ki jari jaate hain, aur aap apne screens ki taraf dekhte hain. Have a look at your screens, dear viewers of Madari channel, as we go to the segment called Did You Know? The question for today is, who did Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi designate to write the translation of the Holy Quran Park? Kya baat hai, mashallah. Ji haan, who did Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi designate to write the translation of the Holy Quran Park? Subhanallah. Can I give them one tip, Mu'azzab?
Yeah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
It's going to be a bit tricky.
Ki abhi tip na dete, balki inshallah, itna keh dete ki zahir se baat hai, shakhsiyat hi hai. He's a great personality. And subhanallah, he has written many books. And some of his famous books with regard to fiqh, mashallah, in Dars-e-Nizami, people benefit from it. And mashallah, it's a famous one that's often quoted on Madani channel. So inshallah, Zawajal, I've given you a very big tip. Think about it. Don't use the help of the internet, inshallah, and give us the correct answer. Mu'azzab ji, you were mentioning something about a great personality, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, the discussion came about Ma'asab said that oftentimes people just take a decision, you know, because they trust their own wisdom and their own judgment. And because they are afraid of being judged, so they go all solo, you know. And they think they know it all. I don't know. Maybe the thought behind the mind is, you know, let me not bother anyone with this, whatever. But then he's afraid of being judged in the first place. And when things go wrong, he's still judged by people. So what is the sweet spot there, you know, how we can... And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, very beautifully he gives a way of doing this through Mashwara. And he says that if, let's say for example, you are a breadwinner in the family or you run an organization, there are people that are under your care and that are people that are on par with you in your offices, right? And if you take a decision on your own, you become the sole aim of criticism if anything goes wrong there.
Point to be noted, Mohsab, yeah. and this is very, very important, Mohsab, that you become
the go-to person to be criticized.
Exactly, Mohsab. Yeah. So, is this not the reason why people feel afraid to raise their opinion, Mohsab?
Yeah, in the first place, whatever they thought was, it turned against them now in this way when things went wrong. Or maybe the person thought, hey, it will all go well, you know, and I'll take all the credit for it. But now, had that person took Mashwara with all the members on board or all the family members in that case, and the things went wrong, nobody would blame him. Why? Because it was all agreed upon. So everyone will share that pain. Mm-hmm. Anything went wrong. So rather you take all the pain, or there are people who are sharing the same pain with you. How would you like it?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. Maza hi aa jata hai, Mohsab. Ki koi apne sunne wala hai, koi dukh baatne wala hai.
Haan.
To mashwari se solutions milte hai, Mohsab. Mashwaro se solutions milte hai. Ye koi keh le ki na, ki mashwaro se mujhe koi idea nahi milta hai, Mohsab. Then he is consulting with the wrong people, Mohsab. Ye ek dusra sawal hai humka, ki with whom a person should seek mashwara.
It must be a relevant thing, like if we need a mashwara with regards to, let's say for example, carpentry, there's a coffee table there. If I seek a mashwara of a doctor on how to, you know, make a coffee table or how to, you know, modify it and things like that, you know, I must be out of my head, you know, to seek mashwara of a doctor, that is the job of a carpenter in this regard.
But what we are living in such a times ki aajkal ki auqat is tarah chal rahe hain ki you have people who are jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Usko carpentry bhi aa rahi hoti hai, doctor bhi hai, wo sara kuch hota hai matlab. Advice bhi de raha hota hai, aap kahein ki building banani hai to bhai building bhi bana raha hai, kahein ki aapne bas kisi ka case ladna hai, wahan bhi lad raha hai matlab.
Yeah.
You get people who are jack of all trades and they're good for everything.
An expert of none.
An expert of none, Allahu Akbar. What a very beautiful thing, Mahatma. Yeah. An expert of none. And that's true because he has mastered or he is trying to master himself in so many departments, but those things keep a person busy. Mahatma, what's the solution for that then?
Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, I was reading in one of his articles that he has written, and he was speaking about health issues, you know, and how to consult with a doctor. And he gave one beautiful Madani pool. First of all, he gave the Sharia ruling that it is impermissible to seek the or to give advice, medical advice to patients if you are not a doctor.
So right.
If you are not qualified to do so, you are invoking the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you might endanger that person's life. You are playing with somebody's life. You know, look at the seriousness of the situation. But now people are found giving free advice. If the person is not a doctor, and he very beautifully says, you know, aajkal in Urdu he said, aajkal agar hum dekhen to koi raah chalta aadmi ko ek nuskha ata farma deta
hai. Yeah,
you know, free advice. Yeah. So that nuskha can become the sow of your health, you know, and a real sow that can grow into a cancer and eat you up. Literally, you know, and playing with your life. So this is also one of the dangers of seeking mashwara or giving mashwara, wrong person giving mashwara. Don't give a wrong mashwara. Never give a wrong mashwara. So if we know that we are not capable of giving that mashwara, we should excuse ourselves, you know what, maybe I'm not the right person. You know? It might demotivate you for the time being, and it will hurt your ego to say that, but you are saving that person from getting wrong advice and going the wrong way and basing his whole whatever that he was supposed to do on a wrong principle altogether. Yeah. And sometimes we go to, let's say we go to doctors and we seek medical advice. Now in a mashwara, it is important to let it out in a civil way. Now there are two ways of putting things together, you know. One is the very abrupt way, and the same thing can be said in a very nice way. So a doctor maybe, they may ask you, okay, they learned, they've been through medical science and their theories and practicals and so on, right? But they still ask the patient, because nobody knows it all. They still ask the patient just to examine the symptoms and to narrow it down. That, you know what, are you feeling pain here or there, or are you feeling uneasiness when you're breathing? Are you wheezing when you cough a little bit? How's your chest? Is it tight? And so on and so forth. All these questions are there to determine. And if we as patients, right, in a mashwara now, I mean, now I'm relating to a mashwara. If we as patients, or we that are looking for a solution for it, because the patient is also looking for a solution to rectify the health. Now, if we as the participant of the mashwara, we don't let it out, we don't identify a problem.
Okay.
Because to solve a problem, you need to find out what the problem is in the first place. You know, we can't be in denial. There is no problem. Then what you're sitting here making mashwara for? If there was no problem. So denial is also, it forfeits the purpose of a mashwara. Yeah. So we as participants of the mashwara, we should put everything on the table in a civil way so everyone can get together, not having the attitude that I know it all, you know. So what I may not know, if I put it on the table, there are 2-3 people in the same gathering that we have and making mashwara, they might know the solution to that thing on the fingertips. So instead of me wasting my time and doing research and all of that, don't waste your time on experiments. Meaning things that have already been experimented. Like, for example, laws of physics. Nobody disputes it anymore because they have already been experimented and debated over for hundreds of years. And those principles, they work in real life, you know. The theory of repulsion and law of refraction and relation. So we as students, we just take it and run with it, you know. So now if I were to create my own theory from scratch and to come to the same conclusion, you know, I wasted my time.
When the groundwork is done, subhanAllah, it has been made into a tablet already for us. Imagine finding the ingredients to make a tablet to remove the problem. I want to go buy all the ingredients and put it together to make it. But it's really made already, Mu'asab.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. I totally agree, Mu'asab. I want to, because of time, Mu'asab, I want to come back to some of your first questions, Mu'asab, just answered. And whether the pause Mu'asab given, for these are, of course, very, very important. In mashwara, people break tables, Mu'asab. People fight. In mashwaras, people argue, they quarrel. In mashwaras, people raise voices. People forget the respect of each another. In mashwaras, people feel that I'm not going to seek advice. I'm not going to ask. I'm going to command. I'm going to dedicate. I'm going to delegate these matters. So this is the wrongs that happen, Mu'asab, in mashwaras. People feel that I have a right to force my opinion down his throat, Mu'asab. So thinking that you have the right to do so is what causes mashwaras not to happen between people. People from having mashwaras then stop having mashwaras and feel there's no benefit in having it, because whenever we have a mashwara, there's always a fight. Some people feel that there's no action. I'm not going to have mashwaras anymore. Don't give up. Sit for mashwaras. It's because of mashwaras problems come, right? If you consult with good intentions, if you sit there maintaining those etiquettes of madani mashwaras, start with the Quranic recitation, Mu'asab. This is how the mashwaras in Dawsami happens. MashaAllah, abhi sawal bhi pucha tha Mohan sahab, uski taraf ab jaate hain kuch hi der mein inshallah, in the next 1 minute, but we mentioned some important things of how a mashwara should happen, because in Dawat Islami, this is how the madani mashwara, ek to hum usko mashwara kehte bhi nahi hai, kehte hain ki madani mashwara.
Subhanallah.
We relate the consulting and the consultation between two Muslims and the consultation of Madinatul Munawwara. Yani madani mashwara, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And through naming this madani mashwara, at most times, mashallah, the mashwara is always related to dini work, ma'asab, alhamdulillah. So, bahrhal, when you sit for madani mashwara, we start with the Quranic recitation, ma'asab. Even one ayat, two ayat, three ayat. If you can't even give the translation. For the sake of barakah and blessings, this is to invoke the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then, of course, Nati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we listen to a hadith of the Holy Rasul with regard to the virtues of reciting the Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of this just in a few minutes, Mu'asab. Yeah. If you are in a hurry, or else we can take your time. And then through the blessings of Quran Pak, through the blessings of Nati Rasul, through the blessings of Hadith Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the direction of the mashwara goes so smooth, Mu'asab. No. Good intentions, and then you sit with adab and respect, maintaining the lihaz of seniors, that if they are speaking, we're not going to cut them off. Allow them to speak. They are senior. Wo kuch kehna cha rahe hain, hum unki awaaz aage tak pahunchana hi nahi chahte, unko daba dete hain. Ya kisi bhi tarah ki cheeze ho madani mashware mein, jealousy ho, any sort of argument, or you want to put the next person down, you want to prove him wrong, or you want to prove him bad in front of other people, all these are bad and ill intentions, Mu'asab. Allah Azza wa Jalla is our Rabb, you know, and He knows our conditions. The question, yes, who did Allah Hazrat designate to translate the Holy Quran? It is Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, known as Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah. Subhanallah, He is the author of Bahar al-Shariat. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would dictate to him, and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would write the Holy Quran. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naeem, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the answer is incorrect. This translation of the Holy Quran commenced by, of course, him requesting to Allah Hazrat over and again, ki ya Sayyidi, there is a need to translate the Holy Quran. There are so many wrong translations out there. And Sayyidi Allah Hazrat, in his busy time, or he would make time, and then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in his free time, would dictate to him and tell him what to write. Allahu Akbar. And this was the time, Mu'asab, subhanallah. He would, without the help of any book, with any other translation, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would read the Quran Pak and tell him what to write in the translation, subhanallah. So he would dictate to him, and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would write the translation of the Quran. In this way, yeah, today, subhanallah, the Ummah has been given this book called Kanzul Iman, this tuhfa, this great treasure, Kanzul Iman Sharif, subhanallah. Purchase this, the translation is also in English, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And it's in the hands of Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, mashallah, as you can see, Kanzul Iman Sharif, mashallah, alhamdulillah. So, purchase your copy as well in English and read the translation and sawab abundantly. Mawsab, we have come to the end of today's program, alhamdulillah. And we had a very beautiful discussion, Mawsab, importance of mashwara. Mashwara karein, Surah Baqarah mein bhi yehi hua hai na. कि उस बच्चे ने मशवरा किया अपनी अम्मी जान की ये कंडीशन था कि बगैर मशवरा किए हुए मैं इसको नहीं बेचूंगा तो देखें ना मशवरे की बरकत क्या हुई व्हाट वाज द प्राइस ऑफ द काउ गोल्ड दैट कुड फिट इन द हाइड ऑफ द एनिमल दी ऑफ यूज ऑफ मदनी चैनल दिस इज द प्राइस द बनी इजराइल पेड टू दिस यंगस्टर एंड इन द समरी ऑफ दिस वाकिया द उलमा हैव रिटन ये सारा का सारा मशवरे की बरकतें हैं अम्मी जान से अम्मी से मशवरा करना अब्बू से मशवरा करें मशवरा जरूर करें कोई भी बड़ा काम करने से कबल इंशाल्लाह Please take mashwara from the person that you are comfortable with, that you feel is knowledgeable, and take two or three opinions, Mu'asab, to be on the safe side. However, we say shukran for being part and parcel of this program, Mu'asab. Yes. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of the program. Stay safe wherever you are. Keep reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, this is the maqsad of your Da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day.